Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Inspector Gadget on Money FM 89.3. Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Editor.
Editor. That sounds interesting. What does that do?
Editor annoys me.
Okay.
Editor of the Business Times. It's been that kind of day, Chris.
I know it has, hasn't it?
It has certainly been that kind of day. Okay, last week we talked about building your own podcast rig. And, you know, can I just tell you, some of my colleagues on Money FM listened to it, took note of what you had to say, and might even have by now gone out and bought some of that stuff.
I'm honoured. Well, they can listen to us this week about adding the video element.
Because, you know, radio people are also good looking.
What? Yeah, of course. It would be a shame not to capture.
Never mind. Yeah. Moving right along, because I can't even say that with a straight face. No, radio people aren't generally good looking. I speak for myself before I bring in any of my colleagues. Some of them actually are not bad looking.
You got to move on now.
I do? Okay, fine. Yeah. Fine. Right. Okay, so. What is this again? Okay. Home vodcasting, webinar, virtual meeting studio. You know, the first thing that I would buy, I know you've got a whole list of things here, but the first thing you'd buy, that beauty light.
Oh, lighting. Very, very important.
Absolutely. To me, lighting first. If you're going to show your face, make sure the lighting's right.
Yes. You'll be surprised what funny lighting does and the wrong shadow can age you like 10 years.
I know. Absolutely. That's why I say lighting, all important. If you're going to actually feature your face, look at lighting first. You didn't say that.
No,
you
I
said
didn't.
Microphones, headphones, computers.
It's not a gadget. Lighting's not a gadget.
Of course, lighting is a gadget. Lighting men all over the world are going to come and smack you just for saying what you just said.
Okay, we'll see. Maybe we can do a lighting episode. You see?
We'd need a lighting expert, clearly.
Yeah, I'm not one.
No. All right, let's look at your option one. You're talking about what? USB microphones and headphones.
No, that's just a reminder. So basically, for many people, a vodcasting or video podcasting, which is essentially video and audio, rig builds on a podcasting rig because you need to record your voice. Last week we talked about microphones, audio interface, or a kind of software you might need. And now, of course, if you're going to have that already, maybe you want to add a video element. And there are a few ways to do this. You, of course, if you have a laptop, it likely has a webcam already built in.
Right.
If you have a phone, yes, it has. Most of them have a selfie camera facing you. It'll get the job done. Could it be as good as it might? Probably not, for a whole bunch of reasons. Let me tell you why. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you have an old laptop, you might end up all blurry because the resolution of the webcam built into many laptops isn't the best. Okay? Even if it's the best, you would look better with a purpose-built camera. Okay, your phone. Why can't you just use your phone? Because most selfie lenses on the front of your camera are wide-angled lenses so that you can actually hold it and it can capture your face. It doesn't make for the most flattering portrait sometimes.
Yeah, because it's not the right lighting.
Lighting aside,
No, there's no aside. Lighting is the all-important magical
Clarissa,
ingredient.
Even with the perfect lighting, if you have a wide-angle lens, you look fatter than you need to.
Nobody needs to look fat at all, never mind about more than you need to.
Yeah, so pick something where you have control over the lens,
and that typically requires
having, a semi-serious camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is true. The better the camera, the better the quality of lens, the better, what the lens offers you in terms of wide angle and
that's right.
And I
think many of our listeners will already know that you can go out and buy something with the word webcam on the box and bring it home and hook it up to your computer. Yes, in many cases that will improve things. But what some of our listeners may not know is that you can actually repurpose your good camera, like serious prosumer camera or professional camera, SLR, as a webcam and get fantastic results.
Really?
Yes.
Are you going to tell us how to do that?
Absolutely. So,
okay, hurry up.
Sony, okay. The Sony ZV-1 is actually it's a version of the RX100 point-and-shoot camera that has been made with vloggers in mind. And it's a tiny, compact camera that can fit in your pocket or your handbag. And you basically mount it on a tripod, so you need a stand first. And then you connect it to your computer. And instead of using your computer's built-in camera, you would use this camera, the ZV-1.
Mm-hmm.
And you would look totally different because you've got a one-inch sensor, image sensor. So you'd be clearer, you look more natural. Even if your lighting again, is not perfect, the sensor would compensate for that. It's a 20.1 megapixel, one-inch sensor. So,
right.
Yep. And the great thing about this camera, this model, which I've tried before, is that it's got great autofocus. So if you tend to move around in front of your computer while you're video conferencing or you're recording your vodcast, you will stay in focus. And all you need is a free app, I guess, free program called the Sony Imaging Edge Webcam.
Mm-hmm.
It is...
I like the part that it's free.
Yeah, it's free, yeah. No, because Sony wants you to know that, hey, you know, if you invest in a camera like the ZV-1, which is about $1,000, it's $999. Yeah, it's available in black and white, launched last year. So if you spend about $1,000 on the ZV-1, you can actually use it as a webcam or for vodcasting.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one option.
That's one what?
One option.
No. How much was it again?
$1,999.
Okay, $1,000. Now, that's the cheapest option.
I wouldn't say it's the cheapest. I'd say it's sort of an intermediate option. So it's the compact option because the ZV-1 is essentially a fairly high-end point-and-shoot camera.
Right, okay.
So, but what if you have an SLR?
What if you have an SLR?
You can use your SLR too, okay? So there are Sony SLRs that will do the job. Sony makes great SLRs.
Mm-hmm.
Canon, okay? So Canon's a very popular brand. You can use a whole bunch of Canon SLRs in the same way, or other cameras, not just the SLRs. So a popular SLR model from Canon is the 850D. It's sort of the mid-range APS-C SLR. And it costs about $1,500 with a kit lens, the basic zoom kit lens.
Right.
So as big as SLR, you probably buy it not primarily to use as a webcam. You go out and take pictures of sports or wildlife. And then you can bring it home, mount it on a stand, connect it to your computer using, again, the free Canon EOS webcam utility.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns into a webcam. A computer camera, and it supports all your major video conferencing software: Zoom, Google Meet, Skype, etc. Yeah, you name it, it'll support it. Most of the major platforms.
Okay, so what you're saying is you need a fairly good camera. You don't have to, but you want one, especially if you don't start off being supermodel good looking.
Well, if you already have one, you might not be aware that you can repurpose your point-and-shoot prosumer camera or your SLR as a webcam, and it might be worth your effort to do that because of the big jump in video quality, image quality. Or if you don't have one, you might, and you're in the market for one, this might be a reason to jump, to tip you over the edge and actually buy one because it's dual purpose. You've got, I can't really justify, my hobby of, taking pictures. But if I'm going to use it every day for vodcasting or video conferencing, let's say you're on Zoom or Google Meet all day, then, you could justify, plonking down, say, $1,000 for the ZV-1.
And if you can justify plonking down up to $1,500 for a camera that you can also use their webcam utility, you can spend like $20 on a beauty light.
Okay, that's true. And I did mention that you probably need a stand. For example, the Joby GorillaPod 1K model is $69.
Okay.
So for less than $100, you get a very good stand because, some cameras are very light. The ZV-1 by Sony is tiny, but SLRs are not light and they're not tiny. So you probably want a camera that doesn't tilt over while you're delivering your performance.
And you need a good stand to make sure that doesn't happen.
That's right.
Okay.
So let's say less than $100, you get a very good stand, you know, $20 for a good beauty light in addition to the rest of your setup.
The beauty light is the thing you buy first.
If you say so, I should add that, you know, a good thing about the ZV-1 is that it's got a great built-in microphone. So lots of these cameras have a microphone, but they aren't that great. This has a triple capsule built-in mic, just so that, you know, if you don't already have a mic or you want to buy the camera first, this will actually do a decent job of capturing sound until you budget. For a dedicated mic.
Budget. Now, there's a word. The first two things that you told us about was $1,000 and $1,005. Do you have anything for someone on a tighter budget?
Okay, I will. I did say at the beginning that your laptop can probably do the job. The reality is that your camera... well, laugh. Crack up, why don't you? Your camera is probably sharper.
That kind of day.
It's probably sharper than your laptop webcam, unless your laptop is a very recent or high-end model. So, for example, we've talked about Realme's phone models. So the Realme 7 Pro, just a reminder, that's a 32-megapixel selfie cam. So that is a serious selfie cam. Yeah, and that's $500.
So if it's a serious selfie cam, you're saying it could be a serious webcam?
Like I said, it's not ideal from what they call a distortion perspective. Mm-hmm. So it might not present you without distortion or fattening you or making you too skinny. Actually fattening you, who am I kidding? So because it's a wide-angle lens, but it will do the job, it will be sharp. 32-megapixel selfie camera is a bit overkill. So the point being that most recent mobile phones will have a very good quality front-facing camera that you can use. So it's true. If you don't already have one, like I said, $500 will get you some. As an example, a Realme 7 Pro, which has a 32-megapixel selfie cam. That's crazy.
Okay, but will it make me look good if I wanted to vodcast?
I would recommend a dedicated camera simply because you can then control the lens setting.
Yep. Unless your vodcasts are very, very short, like 2 or 3 minutes and under.
Even then, why shouldn't you look your best?
Because you're talking about, slightly less than $500 and just about $1,500. It's a big difference in price.
Fair enough. But
I can buy 3 Realme's for 1 Canon EOS.
Yes.
I'm not saying that the Canon isn't a great camera. It is. It is a fantastic camera.
You can use it for other things, you know.
Take pictures.
Yeah, so it's
baby
for people,
videos.
It's for people who already have an SLR or mirrorless camera or prosumer point and shoot, or in the market for one.
Right.
So you're taking pictures, and it does great video too, and you can use it for webcam. So it's a multi-purpose purchase. It might make it easier to justify plonking down X dollars.
You and your justifications, you're still not getting anywhere with the wife and the,
I'm working on it.
And PlayStations and Xboxes.
I remain eternally optimistic.
Consoles. That's it. Gaming consoles. Mm-hmm. Not getting one, are you?
Nor yet.
Okay, but can I please end this segment the same way I started it? You cannot underestimate the power of lighting.
It's true. But for a given level of lighting, a camera with a big sensor and a good lens will make a difference.
No, a camera is a fantastic tool, and the better the camera, the better the image. Now, here's where I challenge what you say. The better the camera, the sharper the image. A lot of us don't need that kind of sharpness. We need a bit of blurring. That's where beauty light comes in.
Hey, no.
You don't need to show all our lines and what have
you. If you're controlling your lens, you can make it blur. You get bokeh. There you go.
And then you have the beauty light to make sure the lighting's right. Okay, so before I let you go, you did not talk about editing software. Do you have one to recommend?
Video editing.
Mm.
So, of course, there's Premiere Pro and there is... goodness.
Uh-huh. You forgot about the video editing software.
Okay, so what?
It's Premiere actually, Pro is pretty good, though.
Yes, I don't know why my mind's gone blank on the
because it's
the
that
Apple
kind
one.
Of day.
Yes, but there are a lot of free apps. For example, if you are a Mac user, iMovie is a free video editing app, and in fact, you'll find that you can do basic edits in the built-in photo/video app on your phone. So you can do that too.
All right. It's really something that you want to look into as you get along with your vodcasting because it will make your vodcasts so much more interesting if you can intersperse it with the cool images you took on your very nice SLR.
There's so many apps you can use for that, really.
Yeah. So, you know, shop around for your video editing software and play with it before you release your first vodcast.
Yes, indeed. Have fun.
Have fun. And on that note, because we really do always want you to have fun with gadgets on Inspector Gadget, we hope you have a fantastic weekend. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.